Once upon a time, there was a man who worked as the operator of a drawbridge on a river.
从前有一个人在河边吊桥上做操作工。
His job was to bring the bridge up when boats came by and put the bridge down when the trains came by.
他的工作呢就是当船来的时候呢把吊桥升起来。
One day the operator brought his little son onto the job.
火车来的时候呢就把吊桥放下去。有一天他带着他儿子一起到工上班的地方。
While the man worked, his little son played.
当他工作的时候呢他还是在玩。
Around noontime, the man heard the whistle of a passenger train coming by.
当正午的时候呢，这个工人就听见火车来的声音，气节鸣笛了。And so
he walked over to the lever to put the bridge down so the train could go by.
所以呢，他就到那个操纵杆，准备火车来的时候呢，要把那个吊桥放下来。
He's about ready to pull the lever when he noticed something that horrified him.
当他正要把操纵杆放下来的时候呢，他看见眼前的一幕使他大吃一惊。His
son had crawled into the gearbox that lowered and raised the bridge.
是他儿子呢钻进了那个齿轮箱，这个齿轮箱就是把那个吊桥上下的那个齿轮箱。He
screamed at his son to get out of the gearbox.
他大声地对他的儿子喊叫。
But the sound of the incoming train, made it so drowned out his screams, and the boy continued to play in the gearbox.
但是那个驶来的火车的声音是这样的响，他还是没有听见，他还是继续在那个齿轮箱里玩。
At this point, the man knew that he had to make a very difficult decision.
在这千钧一发之际，这个人知道他一定要做一个决定，很难的决定。
He could either lower down the bridge and his son would be killed.
他要么就把吊桥放下，那么他儿子就会丧命。
Or he could keep the bridge up and all the passengers in the train would be killed.
或者呢，就吊桥还是仍旧开着，那么火车上的所有的乘客呢就会丧命。
The man knew he had no choice.
所以这个人知道他没有其他选择。
The man thrust forward the lever as he watched his son get crushed to death in the gears.
这个人呢，就搬下了扳手，眼睁睁地看到他儿子的命就这样送掉了。And
as the train went by, the passengers on the trail just smiled and waved at the bridge operator who had sacrificed his son to save their lives.
当火车呼啸而过的时候呢，车上的乘客就对着这个板道工那个工人呢微笑着挥着手，但是呢，就这个工人。 把自己的儿子赔上了，使他们得了救。
God the Father is like that bridge operator.
所以我们的天上的父也就像这样一个工人。
He sacrificed his son so that we could cross the bridge that crosses the great divide between death and life.
我们的天父把他的儿子给我们送上了，所以我们这些罪人呢，能够度过这个生死的分水岭。
Jesus is like the bridge operator's son in that he sacrificed his life so that we could be saved.
耶稣基督呢，就像这个工人的儿子，他赔上了自己的性命，所以我们被得救了。But
Jesus was different than the bridge operator's son in that he did not make it wasn't an accident.
但是耶稣呢，和这个小孩不同，因为这耶稣这件事不是一个事故。
The boy did not know that going into the gearbox would cause him to save many people's lives.
这个小孩呢，他并不知道，他在这个齿轮箱里面玩的话呢，就会送掉自己的命来救了很多乘客。On
the other hand, Jesus deliberately went to the cross.
但是相反的呢，耶稣他有意的走上了十字架。Because
he wanted to save people from the penalty of their sins.
因为耶稣想拯救我们这些罪人，把我们罪的代价赎回来。
Many of us Christians are like those passengers on the train.
我们很多基督徒就像火车上的乘客。We
treat God with such a cavalier attitude, even though we know that Jesus Christ was sacrificed for our sins.
尽管我们知道耶稣基督是为我们的罪而被钉上了十字架，但是我们对这件事呢，又像那个骑士般的风度在一样对待。
But in some ways, we're worse than those train passengers.
在某些方面来说呢，我们比那些火车上的乘客更糟糕。
They were unaware that the bridge operator had sacrificed his son for their lives.
因为火车上的乘客，他们至少不知道这个工人为他们献出自己的儿子。
But we as Christians know intellectually that God sacrificed His Son to save our lives.
但作为基督徒，我们理念上知道，
we know that He gave out His best to us.
我们知道上帝是为了我们献出了耶稣基督，他把他最好的给我们献上了。
And yet, even though we know that He did all this for us, we often act as if it's not that big of a deal.
但是我们尽管知道神是为我们做了这么大的牺牲，我们却无所谓。
Sure, we're glad that He did that for us.
当然，神为我们做的这件事，我们感到很高兴。
But that fact doesn't really change the way that we live our lives.
但这件事并不能改变我们生活的方式。
It's as if we merely smile and wave at God because He has made such an ultimate sacrifice for us.
上帝，我们做了最大的牺牲，我们的回应呢，仅仅是笑一笑，挥挥手。
It's the epitome of ingratitude if we treat God in such a cavalier way.
这种骑士般的风度是典型的忘恩负义。
So how should we respond to God's sacrifice?
对上帝的牺牲，我们应该怎么回应呢？
Since God gave of His best to us, how should we respond to this great sacrifice?
由于上帝把他最好的给了我们，我们应该怎么样回应呢？
The Apostle Paul answers this question in Romans 12, verse 1.
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章第一节里面说道
Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
The word that the NIV translates as spiritual in this verse is the Greek word logikos.
So, 新月那个国际版，新的国际版它翻的那个精神上的，实际上在希腊文上面应该是 logical.
We get the English word logical from this Greek word.
所以从英文翻过来的就是 logical.
And the word logical would be a better translation of this word.
如果我们把它翻成说 logical 是逻辑的话呢，就是翻得更好一点，更妥协一点。
In other words, the Apostle Paul is saying that offering our bodies as living sacrifices is the logical act of worship.
换言之，使徒保罗说，把我们的身体作为活祭献上，来回应上帝对我们的做的牺牲，这是很合乎逻辑的。
Why is it logical to worship God in such an extreme way?
为什么我们这样极端的来回应上帝对我们做出的牺牲？为什么我说是合乎逻辑的呢？
Isn't that kind of fanatical?
是不是有点太狂热了一点？
Why can't we just offer God a few hours of our week?
我们能不能就是一个星期当中我们花几小时的时间来为神施工？
After all, that's what many Christians do.
毕竟我们说来，大多数基督徒都是这样的。
According to this verse, the reason why we should do this is because of God's mercy.
根据这一段经文来说呢，我们为什么要这样干呢？因为这是神对我们的恩典。
In chapters 1 through 11, the Apostle Paul described how God had poured out His mercy upon us, people like you and me.
在罗马书一章到十一章第一章到第十一章，保罗说过，上帝为你和我这些人显了很大的恩典和怜悯。
Some of these mercies that we have received include being saved from the penalty of sin, which is hell.
有些恩典和怜悯呢，就显示在我们的罪被赎了，这就是我们罪所死的代价，就是地狱。
And that we have been saved from the power of sin, which is the inability to overcome habitual addictive sins.
神把我们从罪的权势下面救了出来，神，罪的权势就是我们没办法自己脱离罪。
Other mercies include eternal security.
神的另外的怜悯和恩典呢，就是我们永久的安全。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们心里永久的驻扎着。
God's unconditional love.
上帝无条件的爱。
Everlasting life.
我们永久的生命。
And the assurance that all things work together for good to them who love God.
然后呢，就是说上帝的应许，如果我们只要爱神的话，所有的事情都是美好的。
You see, every action deserves an equal reaction.
所有的行为，它都应得到同样的回应。
In other words, the greater degree of sacrifice that God has made for us means the greater reaction of how we should respond to Him.
这就是说，上帝为我们做出的牺牲越是大，我们对上帝的回应也就应该越深。
If God had only done a little bit for us, we should only give Him a little bit back to Him.
如果上帝对我们做的就仅仅这么一点，那么我们的回应也就很少。
But when you think of all that God has done for you, you should give whatever you can back to Him.
想一想，如果你知道上帝对你做了如此的牺牲，那么你应该把自己最好的献给上帝。
Since God gave of His best to us, we should give of our best to Him.
所以上帝把他最美好的给了我们，我们应该把我们最美好的回应上帝。
In other words, the only logical way to respond to God's self-sacrifice is to respond with our self-sacrifice.
所以呢，按照逻辑来说呢，如果我们对上帝给我们做出的最大的牺牲，我们也就应该把自己的牺牲做出回应。
But how can we begin to live a life of self-sacrifice?
但是我们怎样才能过一种自我牺牲的生活呢？
According to Romans 12 verses 1 through 8, we need to do two things.
根据罗马书第十二章一到三节里面。
First, we need to sacrifice ourselves to God.
第一件事，我们应该把自己献给上帝。
And secondly, we need to sacrifice ourselves to other people.
第二点就是我们应该为了其他人而奉献自己。
How can we sacrifice ourselves to God?
我们怎样把自己才能献给上帝呢？
According to verse 1, we need to do this by offering our bodies as living sacrifices.
根据第一节来说呢，我们应该把自己身体献上作为活祭。
In other words, we should let God use our bodies to in any way that He wants to use them.
换句话说，就是我们应该让上帝用我们的身体，神要怎么用就让他怎么用。
We should let God control what our eyes look at.
我们应当让神来控制我们的眼睛应该看什么。
What our ears hear.
耳朵应该听什么。
Where our feet go.
脚走哪条路。
And what our hands touch.
我们手应该碰什么。
But that's a lot easier said than done.
说得容易，做得难。
It's been said that the problem with living sacrifices is that they always like to crawl off the altar.
作为一个活祭献上，最大的问题说，人总想从祭坛上爬下来。
And that's the way we often are.
我们经常是这样。
We know intellectually that God has the right to use our bodies in any way that He wants to.But we are people who naturally want to control our own lives.
理念上我们都很清楚，我们愿意让神怎么样使用我们。但是呢，在心理上，我们一个意念，我们总是能有一个概念呢，就想控制自己。
So how can we learn to keep our bodies on the altar so that God can use our bodies in whatever way He wants to?
我们怎样才能学会把我们的身体献在神的祭坛上，让神随意使用？
The Apostle Paul answers that question in Romans 12, verse 2.
使徒保罗在第十二章第二节里面讲了这个问题。
Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
According to this verse, the way we control our bodies is by controlling our minds.
根据这段经文来说呢，我们要控制自己的身体，首先要控制自己的大脑。
In other words, mind over matter.
换句话说，精神胜过物质。
And if our mind is going to have victory over the sinful cravings of our body, we need to obey two different commands.
如果我们要我们的大脑要控制我们身体上的各种私欲的话呢，我们首先要做到两件事。
We need to refrain from doing one thing, and we need to strive to do the other thing.
一方面我们要尽力限制自己想去不该做不该做的事，另一方面自己要尽力汲取力量去做应当做的事。
First, we need to refrain from being conformed to the patterns of this world.
首先我们不应该效法这个世界。
The word conform means to take on the characteristics of the surrounding environment.
所谓效法这个世界呢，就是按照根据你自己环境而发生变化。
Similar to how a chameleon lizard takes on the characteristics of the physical environment that it is surrounded by.
就像那个变色的蜥蜴，根据它不同的环境呢，它就可以改变颜色。
If the lizard is around brown environment, it looks brown. If it's around green environment, it turns green.
这个变色的蜥蜴如果在棕色的环境里，颜色就变成棕色；在绿色环境里，就变成绿色。
Unfortunately, some of us may act like spiritual chameleons.
很不幸的是呢，我们有些人可能会在心灵上像这样变色虫。
When we're here in a church building, we look as godly as the godly people we're around.
当我们在教会里的时候呢，我们附近大多数都是基督徒，那我们也像一个基督徒一样。
But when we're around our worldly friends, or when nobody's watching us, we look like the worldly people, the worldly surroundings.
当没有人注意我们的时候呢，我们跟许多非基督徒朋友在一起的时候呢，我们就变成非基督徒那个样子。
We become as self-centered or as self-indulgent as they are.
我们沉溺于自己所求的东西里面，自我为中心。
We watch the same movies, we look at the same websites, we spend our money the same way, and we basically talk the same way as they do.
我们就像非基督徒一样，这样的花钱，这样的看电影，看一样的网站，我们基本上就像非基督徒一样。
In other words, we act as if it's no big deal that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
所以我们行为上所表现的就是，尽管耶稣基督在十字架上为我们献身了，我们感到这无所谓。
But the Apostle Paul says it is a big deal. And he says that because it is a big deal, we should make it a conscientious choice not to conform to the world that is around us.
但是使徒保罗说呢，这是一个很大的事情。正因为这是一件大事，所以我们应该尽力不要效法这个世界。
Instead, the Apostle Paul tells us that we need to be transformed.
相反呢，使徒保罗说我们应该更新我们自己。
The Greek word for transform is metamorpho.
希腊文所的根音就是 metamorpho.
We get the English word metamorphosis from that.
翻成英文就是 metamorphosis.
It means to change from one form to another, like a caterpillar changing into a butterfly.
这就意味着从一种形状变成一种形状，就像一个幼虫变成蝴蝶。
Instead of being like the world, we should become like Jesus Christ.
我们不应该效法这个世界，相反，我们应该仿效耶稣基督。
And we're not only like Jesus Christ when we're surrounded by our Christian friends, but we remain like Jesus Christ even when we're surrounded by our worldly friends.
我们不仅当我们和基督徒的姐妹兄弟在一起的时候呢，我们要像基督徒的样子，但是和非基督徒在一起的时候，我们更要保持基督徒的样子。
Are you a chameleon Christian or are you a butterfly Christian?
你是一个变色虫的基督徒呢，还是个蝴蝶的基督徒？
Do you allow yourself to be conformed into the world, or do you allow God to transform you to be like Jesus Christ?
你是否想要这个世界，想效法这个世界呢，还是想让神来改变你，使你变得更像耶稣基督？
But how do we allow God to transform our lives to become like Jesus Christ?
我们怎样才能让神来更新我们，使我们更像耶稣基督呢？
How do we get out of our ugly cocoon of worldliness and transform into the beauty of Jesus Christ?
我们怎样才能这个世界属世的茧里面转变成一个高尚的蝴蝶呢？
According to this verse, this can happen if we renew our minds.
根据这段经文来说，如果我们心里的更新的话呢，这就可能就成为可能了。
It means that we need to continue to evaluate our minds to make sure that we are thinking the right way.
这就是说，我们要不断的查验我们自己的心意，所以证明了确证我们在真正的生活上走正路。
What is the right way to think?
这是什么一个正常的思维呢？
Take a look at verse 3.
让我们看第三节。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
To renew our minds means that we think to ourselves, am I thinking of myself more highly than I ought to?
如果我们要更新心意的话呢，首先你要扪心自问，你是否把自己看得高于自己应该看的。
Or do I have a realistic viewpoint, knowing that everything I have, or every ability that I have,is a gift of God, even including the faith that I have in God is actually a gift from Him.
或者就是说你是不是很确切地看到自己你所有的一切能力都是神给的，甚至你看耶稣基督的信心也是神给你的恩典。
In other words, we need to ask ourselves, am I living in humility or am I living in pride?
换句话说就是说你应该问自己，我是不是很傲慢，或者我是很谦卑。
Am I living with a spirit of entitlement, or am I living with a spirit of gratitude?
我是不是认为我所有的一切都是我应该所得到的权益，或者你是这样的认为，你说你是每天都怀着感恩的心来感谢上帝。
Am I living my life as a living sacrifice to God, or am I crawling off the altar again?
我这个一生是否作为活祭献给了上帝，还是我千方百计想从上帝的祭坛上面爬下来？
If we discover that we're living a life of self-centeredness rather than a life of self-sacrifice, we can renew our minds by doing two different things.
如果你发现你现在过的生活还是自我为中心的生活，而不是自我奉献的生活的话呢，那么你可以做两件事来改变自己。
First, we need to confess our sins.
第一点，你应该忏悔。
And secondly, we need to allow God to control our lives.
第二点就是让神来操纵你的生活。
The renewing of the mind most likely will need to happen several times during the day.
或许心意的更新呢，每一天都可能要发生几次。
Several times a day, we would need to pray a prayer similar to this.
每一天呢，都会有好几次要做这样的祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for taking control of my life.
亲爱的上帝，非常对不起你，我老是想控制自己的生命。
Please take control of my life again.
上帝，请你来指挥我的生命。
I want to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
我要想对圣灵对我的感召，我要进行回应。
And I want to be obedient to every one of His commands.
我对神的每个诫命都要顺从。
When we let God control our lives, it's what the Holy Spirit, it's what the Bible calls being controlled by the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit controlled life.
当我们有神来控制我们的生命的时候呢，这就是经上所说的，让圣灵来带领我们的生活，我们的生活被圣灵充满了。
And what happens if we practice these disciplines of confession and surrender?
如果每天就这样的操练，忏悔和把自己交给神，那么整个结果是怎么回事呢？
Take a look again at the last part of verse 2.
我们再看一看，就是第二节经文的后半段。
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
然后这就叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
In other words, if we practice the disciplines of confession and surrender, we will be doing God's will.
换言之，如果我每天都在进行忏悔和把自己交给神的话呢，我们就在按照神的旨意行。
And by doing God's will, we will be testing God's will.
按照神的旨意行的话呢，我们就在查验神的旨意。
We will test whether it's really worth doing God's will or not.
我们就会发现，我们根据神的旨意行是不是值得。
We will then discover that it is worth doing God's will, and then we will approve of it.
如果我们发现我们按照神的旨意行是非常值得的话呢，我们又会去证实它。
In other words, after we test God's will, we will treasure God's will because we will discover that God's will is good and pleasing and perfect.
如果我们查验了上帝的旨意是值得我们去行的话呢，那我们就会更加珍惜按照上帝的旨意去行，因为我们知道上帝的旨意胜过人的旨意。
In other words, we will discover that when it comes to controlling our own lives, that God does a lot better of a job than we could ever do.
我们就会发现，我们自己要想控制自己的生活的话，远远不如让神来带领我们的生活。
In verses 4 and 5, we see the second thing we need to do in order to experience the self-sacrificial life.
在第四和第五节里面里面又告诉了我们，为了更新自己的心意，把自己献给神，我们要做的第二件事。
Just as each of us has one body and many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。互相联络做肢体也是如此。
If we want to live a self-sacrificial life, we not only need to sacrifice our lives to God, but we also need to sacrifice our lives to one another.
如果我们想过一种自我牺牲的生活的话，不仅要把自己献给神，而且要把自己献给周围的弟兄和姐妹。
The sacrificial life for other people begins with the right frame of mind.
为他人而献出自己，这是一个正常的心态。
You see that your Christianity is not merely a vertical relationship with God, but it's also a horizontal relationship with other Christians.
基督徒的生活不仅是和神天上的父的垂直的关系，也是和兄弟姐妹那个是平行的关系。
In fact, according to these verses, you no longer belong to yourself.But instead, you belong to me.
根据这些经文说来，你已经不再属于你自己，而且你是属于我。
And I no longer belong to myself, but I belong to you.
我不再属于我自己，但是我属于你。
In fact, you and I belong to every other Christian in this room.
事实上是呢，你和我都属于在这个教堂里面的其他的基督教徒。
That means when you make decisions, you need to decide not only what's best for you yourself, but what's best for the other Christians who surround you.
那也就是说，在你做任何决定的时候呢，你不仅要想到这对你是不是最好的，首先你要想到对其他的人是不是最好的。
For example, when you decide what you're going to do on a Friday night, you need to decide what's best for your Christian brothers and sisters.
举例说。每个星期五晚上，你想最好应该做什么事呢？做决定的时候，你先想到最好对你们教会里面或者团体里面其他的弟兄姐妹是什么样的决定最好。
When you make decisions about what's best for your career, or what's best for your love life, or what's best for anything in your life, you need to decide what is best for your brothers and sisters in Christ.
另外再说，如果在你的事业上面，在爱情生活上面，在其他各方面，如果你做决定说认为什么是最好的呢？首先你要想一想，对你的兄弟姐妹来说，基督徒的兄弟姐妹来说，哪一样是最好的
？This passage portrays the church community as a body.
所以这一段经文呢，就把那个教会的一个团体看作是一个肢体。
Imagine one day you woke up and your eyeball declared, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to get up today.
试想一下，如果有一天早上你准备要起来了，你眼睛一看以后呢，你的一个眼睛说，我今天不想起来。
I'm just going to stay on the pillow the rest of the day.
这个眼睛说，我今天一整天就待在这个枕头上。
And so it just pokes out of your eye and lays on the pillow.
所以你就把眼睛挖出来放在枕头上。
Could you still see?
你是不是还能再看见呢？
Sure, you'd still be able to see with one eye.
当然，一只眼也能看见。
But you wouldn't have much peripheral vision.
但是你的视野没有这么好。
In the same way, God wants you to be at our worship service. But if you stay at home to study for a big test, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting your Christian brothers and sisters.
同样的，如果上帝叫你到这个地方来做崇拜，但是呢，你在家里准备你考试，为考试来做准备，你不仅是害了自己，也害了你的其他的弟兄姐妹。
When you're not involved, when you're not committed to your church community, you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting your brothers and sisters.
如果你把教会的事工的事情无所谓的话呢，你不仅是损害了自己，也损害了他人。
Because God has given you a unique blend of personality, gifts, of sphere of influence that you can do something for the church community that nobody else can.
因为上帝给了你一些特殊的才能、智慧和那个各个才干。如果你不做这些事呢，可能其他人不会做，因为你有特殊的才能。上帝给每一个人都有一些特殊的才能。
Sacrificial life for others might begin with the right frame of mind, but it certainly doesn't end with just the right frame of mind.
如果有正常的心态的话呢，可能会开始你想到其他人，把自己献给其他人，但绝对不仅仅于此。
Take a look at verses 6 to 8 to see the second characteristic of a sacrificial life for God.
我们看一看那个第六到第八节，我们就看到我们对上帝要做出自己牺牲，所以并把自己牺牲给其他人里面说的第二件事。
We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently.To showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
而我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或说指示，就当专一指示；或说教导的，就当专一教导；或者劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
The right frame of mind toward others should result in a lifestyle of quality service towards others.
这个正常的心态要把自己献给其他人的话呢，就在为其他人做事的时候呢，要做得最好。
We should not settle for sloppiness in our service for other people.
我们不能就说仅仅我做了一点就行了。
Instead, we should pursue excellence.
相反，我要把它做得好上加好。
Doesn't mean that I need to preach like Billy Graham when I get behind the pulpit, but it does mean that I need to preach the best that Paul Epp can preach.
这并不是说我站在讲台上，我讲的道就像葛培理讲的那样好，但是至少我要讲的道，我是爱保罗牧师讲的最好的道。
It means that we should do our best to get be on time for events so other people don't need to wait for us.
所以另你换句话来说呢，我们要是参加我们崇拜的话呢，我们要做的最好的就是说我们应该到教会来准时到，所以其他人就不必要等我。
Means that we take the initiative to get involved in ministries that might mean that we step outside of our comfort zone.
有时候呢，我们要为其他人做事情，我们要跨出自己的安逸圈，尽自己力量去为其他人做事情。
It means that no longer 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
也就是说，不仅仅是20%的人去做80%的工作。
Instead, each of us find at least one area of ministry that we can get involved in when we are here at church.
相反的，我们每一个人都会在事工上面找到自己应该做的、能够做的事。
That means when it comes to being involved in children's ministry or leading Bible studies or the worship team, we don't settle for good enough.
也这就是说，我们在比如说照顾小孩事工方面，或者是假期读经班的事工方面，或者我们星期天的崇拜事工方面，我们要做的并不是说我已经做了一点了，而是要做的最好。
Instead, we pursue our best.
我们要尽自己的能力做的最好。
And why is it so important?
为什么这是非常重要的？
Certainly, we want to give our best to the Master.
首先，我们要把最好的献给我们的主人。
But also, we need to pursue excellence in ministry because our brothers and sisters in Christ need us to do our best because we belong to them.
我们要在为神事工上做我们最好的，因为我们的兄弟姐妹们希望我们做的最好，因为我们属于兄弟姐妹的。
In the areas of serving your brothers and sisters in Christ, are you giving of your best to the Master?
当你为神的兄弟姐妹做工的时候，你是把自己最好的献给上帝。
When you consider your talents, your personality, your intelligence, your sphere of influence, are you really fulfilling your potential to make the biggest impact possible?
当你考虑到你的才智、你的智慧、才干、你的专业或者各方面神给你的事情的话，你为人事工的时候，你是不是把你自己最好的都尽量献出来了？
If you're already involved in the ministry, are you giving your best effort, or are you just putting in a good enough effort?
当你为教会事工的时候，你是不是尽力而为了呢？还是就做一点就算了？
When my daughter Linnea was about 3 or 4 years old, my family went out to do some camping in the mountains of Colorado.
当我的女儿在三四岁的时候呢，我们到科罗拉多山里面去野营。
There were a lot of mosquitoes, and so we put mosquito spray all over her, except around her eyes, because that just was an area where we couldn't put it.
那个地方有很多蚊子，所以我们给他身上都涂了很多驱蚊剂，就是眼睛边上不能，因为这个不能用。
The mosquitoes seemed to like her blood better than the rest of us, so she got bit all around her.
所以那些虫子呢，可能对她的血更有吸引力，她的血对蚊子来说更有吸引力，所以在她眼睛边上咬了很多。
She's very sensitive to mosquitoes, and so she got big bumps, and there was.Pus that was oozing out of them.
所以她的皮肤呢，对那些蚊子呢很敏感，所以脸上都肿起来了，那个脓水都流出来了。
And I thought to myself, I wish they would have bitten me instead of her.
所以我对自己心里说呢，但愿要是我咬在我身上，比咬在她身上更好一点。
When I see my other daughter, Lisa, gets sick or she starts coughing, I think to myself, I wish I was sick instead of her.
我另一个女儿名字叫 Alisa， 当我看到她咳嗽生病的时候呢，我心里在想，但愿是我在咳嗽生病来代替她就好了。
As a father, one of the hardest things to see is your own children suffer.
作为一个父亲来说，最难，心里最难过的就是看到你孩子在受痛苦。
Now, can you imagine how much it hurt God to see His own Son, Jesus Christ, die on the cross for our sins?
想一想。当神看到他的儿子耶稣基督为我们被死在十字架上的时候，神是多么的痛苦。
I imagine that in some ways it would have been easier for him to suffer himself than to see his son suffering for us.
我心里在想，或许神感到他自己承受这样痛苦，可能会让他儿子承受这样痛苦比他更。
Have you allowed the truth of God's great sacrifice to really sink into your mind?
你是不是能让神为自己的儿子给我们献出了这样一个真理，来深深的印在你的脑海里？
If so, how are you going to respond to God's sacrifice?
如果你这样做的话呢， 你对上帝为我们做出的牺牲又是怎样的回应呢？
If you are already a Christian, what are you going to do?
如果你已经是一个基督徒了，你应该做些什么事呢？
Will you make Christianity a little hobby in which you invest just a few hours of your week to Him?
你是否把那个信主作为你的兴趣爱好呢？每个星期就花几个时间，花几个小时呢？
Will you stay on the sidelines while 20% of the people do 80% of the work?
当20%的人做80%的工的时候呢，你是不是袖手旁观呢？
Or will you sacrifice yourself to God and sacrifice yourself to other people?
还是你把自己全身心的献给上帝，把自己全身心的献给其他人。
Well, stop settling for mediocrity, because when you think about all that God has done for you, the only logical way to respond to God's sacrifice is a life of self-sacrifice.
所以我们不要再停留在仅仅做了一点就行了。当你想一想上帝为我们做出的牺牲，把他儿子送给了我们，所以你就应该把自己完全献给上帝。
If you are not a Christian yet today, how are you going to respond to God's sacrifice?
如果今天你还不是一个基督徒，你又怎样回应上帝的牺牲呢？
I want to make sure that you're not confused.
我想使你不要在这方面感到糊涂。
You cannot earn your way to heaven by sacrificing your life to God.
你靠自己单单的凭着把自己献给上帝的话呢，信上帝的走上是天堂还很难。
You cannot earn your way into heaven by doing good works.
如果你凭自己的言行善行的话呢，也不能上天堂。
Instead, heaven is a free gift.
相反呢，上天堂是一个完全免费的礼物。
You need to receive God's best before you can give God your best.
首先你应该从神那个地方得到最好的，然后你才能把自己最好的献给上帝。
The Bible says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在罗马书里面说罪的工价就是死。
In other words, Jesus Christ paid for our eternal life by dying on the cross.
相反来说，耶稣基督死在十字架上为我们做了赎价。
But how can you receive this free gift?
你又怎样得到这个白白的礼物呢？
Ephesians 2:8-9 has the answer. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
所以那个以弗所书里面说，你应该得到这个白白的礼物。
In other words, you can receive this gift only by faith.
换句话说呢，只有凭着信心，你才能够得到这个白白的礼物。
Faith is the way that you receive the gift. But what do you need to believe in order to receive this free gift of eternal life?
所以要得到这个礼物呢，你首先要有信心。但是要知道这个永生，你应该做什么呢？
First, you need to believe that you have a need for eternal life.
首先第一点，你应该相信你需要永生。
In other words, you need to believe that your sins disqualify you for heaven.
首先，你应该觉得你的罪使你不配进天堂。
But what is sin?
但是什么是罪呢？
Does it merely mean that you commit a crime like murder or grand theft?
是不是就像我们说的，你偷盗了或者你杀人了呢？
No, sin means that you fall short of God's holy standards.
不是这样罪所谓的罪就是说你亏欠了神的标准或者神的荣耀。
Therefore, sin could be a morally wrong action, a morally wrong motive, a morally wrong word, or a morally wrong thought.
所以呢罪就是说你道德上错的犯的错事你或者你思想上或者什么各方面行为上你在道德上犯的错了，这就是罪。
There are not only sins of commission, but there are also sins of omission.
Commission and omission.
Mm-hmm. In other words, sin is not only when you do something wrong, but it's also when you do not do something which is right.
Okay. So, 作为罪来说，不仅仅你做了错事，这是个罪，但是你没做应该做的事，这也是个罪。
So a simple definition of sin is when you fail to give of your best to the Lord.
简言之，就是你没有把自己最好的献给上帝的话呢，这就是一个罪。
No wonder the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
啊，毫不奇怪，在罗马书第三章啊第23节里面说，我们所有的人都犯了罪，因为我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
The second thing you need to believe in order to get to heaven is to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of your sin.
第二点你应该相信的是，如果你要进天堂的话，耶稣基督在十字架上死了，是为我们做了赎价。
Thirdly, you need to believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave to give you eternal life.
第三点你要相信就是上帝后来又是上天堂了，所以我们有了永生。
And finally, you need to believe that you want Jesus to come into your life so that you will want to give Him the best of your own life.
最后的你应该相信耶稣基督把他的性命都给我们献上了，所以你应该把你最好的把你的生命献上。
In other words, the lifestyle of self-sacrifice is not a requirement to get into heaven.
所以换句话说呢，你要把自己献上并不是进天堂的必须的条件。
Instead, it's the result of becoming a genuine Christian.
然而，相反的呢，这是你要成为真正的基督徒的必经之路。
In other words, after you become a genuine Christian, you will want to give of your best to the Master, since He has given of His best to you.
也就是说，如果你成了真正的基督徒呢，你心里完全自然的要把自己最好的献给上帝，因为他把他最好的献给了你。
If you are a seeker today and you would like to receive the free gifts of eternal life, please pray this prayer with us.
如果你今天还是个慕道友，你要想得到最好的礼物的话呢，请和我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I'm sorry for all the morally wrong things in my life.
亲爱的上帝，很对不起我在道德上都犯了各种各样的罪。
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment for my sins.
我知道耶稣基督钉在十字架上是为了我的罪而受了 惩罚。
I believe that He rose again to give me eternal life.
他后来又升天了，给我的永生。
I want you to come into my life.
我要你进入我的生活。
And I want to become the type of person who will give of my best back to you.
我要成为把我最好的献给你的那种人。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
If today you have made a decision that you want to become a Christian, or if you recommitted your life, I encourage you to talk to either of us as pastors or talk to a committed Christian friend so that you can get the additional help to help you to keep your commitment that you just made.
如果你想今天正在慎重思考要变为基督徒的，或者还是考虑这个问题的话呢，我就劝告你们和我们牧师或者你的基督徒朋友交谈，使你信心更加增强。